This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis declared a statewide drought emergency Thursday. It's in response to record-low snowpack and persistent above-average temperatures across Colorado. The move releases additional funding to help public lands, farmers, and residential water users. It's also part of advancing to Phase 3 of Colorado's drought response plan. That's a category reserved for the most severe periods of continued dry weather. The escalation raises the possibility of asking the White House for an emergency declaration. State prosecutors who led the trials against police and paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain say they will appeal a decision Tuesday granting the paramedics new trials. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Elijah McClain was walking home from a convenience store in Aurora in 2019 when he was stopped by police. He was then forcibly given a large dose of ketamine and eventually died. Three officers and two paramedics were charged in his death, and the paramedics were convicted of criminally negligent homicide. The Colorado Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday they should be retried because the judge didn't give jurors proper instructions. The paramedic who injected the ketamine was also convicted of second-degree assault. That conviction stands. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A beloved cabin has burned down behind Aspen Mountain. CPR's Stina Sieg reports that Grant's Cabin, as it was known, was a gathering place for skiers and other backcountry users.
The massive flames consuming Grant's Cabin were visible from Aspen Mountain's sun deck Saturday morning. According to Aspen's fire department, more than 30 emergency responders worked for about 2 hours to keep the fire from spreading. Grant Timroth built the 400-square-foot structure in 1988. He was later evicted after the land was determined to belong to Pitkin County. But the cabin remained a popular hangout spot for locals. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News.